It's not yet clear how much money individual clinics will lose as a result of the federal cuts, but for Joyce Sherman, she worries that any amount of money lost could mean less services for the minors.
It may even take some of our hours away. So we really don't know what we're going to be facing just yet, and that's the scary part.
Sherman is the Black Lung Program Director at Tug River Health Associates in McDowell County. Black lung, or pneumoconiosis, is a deadly disease caused by exposure to coal dust that causes a person's lungs to fail. Sherman says funding for the program helps pay for equipment, maintenance, staffing, and more. She says the program helps minors with everything from medical examinations to education and even filling out black lung benefits applications.
Anything that they need to help them with, to get their black lung, we help them. We kind of take them from the first step all the way through down to setting them up with a lawyer if they need one.
Curry, along with representatives with the United States Department of Labor, met at a Princeton hotel to provide help to minors looking to fill out applications for black lung benefits. The process of applying and even reapplying for benefits can take years. It's a multi-step process that begins with filling out paperwork, trips to qualified doctors, but that's just the beginning. Minors undergo what's called pulmonary function testing to measure their ability to get air in and out of the lungs. Only minors with 60% or less of a person's vital capacity are eligible for benefits. Black lung is a progressive disease, so if a minor is diagnosed, the disease will eventually leave them breathless, if they live that long. Teresa Blackwell is a respiratory therapist at Tug River.
We advise them to do a breathing test every year just to check to make sure, but you know, one year they could be fine, and the next year, the year later, I mean, they could be toward the point that they can't breathe at all, and they can't go out and hunting like they used to, or fishing, and they're constantly coughing, and, I mean, it's a sad, sad picture, because, I mean, it can be real quick, or it can be slow.
Blackwell says her father was diagnosed with black lung, but it wasn't bad enough to get benefits.
Eventually he will make it, but I kind of hope he doesn't make it because, you know, a lot of these guys I want him to stay healthy.
After the medical records show sufficient pulmonary dysfunction, the Department of Labor has to approve the application. Even so, the coal or insurance companies can fight those claims. Tom Curry says he helps with court battles as well.
If we find out about it, that's when we start fixing them with a lawyer then, unless they have a lawyer. Now, we just suggest we don't have one certain lawyer we send them to. If they've got their own lawyer, that's fine. But we try to put them with somebody that we know that knows how to fight a black lung case.
A recent investigation by the Center for Public Integrity revealed even more challenges for minors in the courtroom in which attorneys use cutthroat methods to fight the claims.
You know, the coal company can get the best doctors in the world. Coal miner, he can just afford so much. But when you start getting these doctors that's got these big credentials, and a coal miner has got one that doesn't have quite as much education or the credentials to back it up, you know. And I understand the judges have to go with who they think is better qualified to give them.
In February, about a month before the cuts were announced, the Department of Labor revealed changes meant to help minors obtain benefits easier and potentially faster, as was reported by CPI. The report says that the changes will provide some minors with an additional medical report, as well as help for government attorneys that represent the minors. Governor Earl Ray Tomlin sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius regarding the expected cuts to clinics. Members of the West Virginia congressional delegation have also expressed concerns through news releases. If the cuts aren't reversed, the state will likely lose about $500,000 across 8 clinics. Joyce Sherman at Tug River Health Associates fears that her clinic would be forced to cut staff and services, possibly further delaying treatment and care for minors with black lung and their families.
It would definitely be a problem for the coal miners because, you know, when they come to see you, you want to be present. But if you don't have the funds and the funds are cut, then that means you're going to have to find ways to cut back to try to still provide services, but it won't be to the extent that the miner needs.
As a coal miner's daughter who watched her father's health deteriorate because of black lung, Sherman says she's disappointed.
For McDowell County, these coal miners have spent their life mining coal for this country. I mean, not just for West Virginia, but for this country. And it is our duty to provide services for them, and we need funding. These people have paid taxes. They've worked hard. Now they can't breathe. And, you know, it is our duty to help them with their medical problems and provide services for them.
In 2012, a joint investigation by NPR and the Center for Public Integrity revealed that black lung cases were on the rise in West Virginia and across Appalachia. Despite the cuts, Tom Curry is encouraging coal miners to apply for benefits, even if they were turned down before. Again, black lung is a progressive disease that only gets worse with time, so consistent therapy and treatment can be critical for a better quality of life. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Princeton.